Welcome to the May 2007 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published for over 70 years in Dublin, New Hampshire. More reasons why New Englanders are annoyed with Longfellow. Even Connecticut Yankees have a pretty good reason to complain about him. Now, last month, we wondered why Henry Wadsworth Longfellow omitted the name of Paul Revere's horse in his famous poem, which we all know. You know, it goes, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere." After all, every horse has a name. Well, now it turns out that's not the only reason New Englanders are annoyed with Longfellow. Also irritating to us is that he omitted the name of the man who hung the two lanterns in the steeple of the old North Church. He simply referred to him as Revere's friend, who, quote, "climbed the tower of the old North Church by the wooden stairs with stealthy tread to the belfry chamber overhead," unquote. Most believe it was the sexton of the Old North Church, Robert Newman, who climbed those 154 steps with the lanterns. Others support a Captain John Pulling, P-U-L-L-I-N-G, who was Revere's good friend and shared the same political beliefs. Pulling advocates, comprised principally by the captain's descendants, argue that Revere would not have entrusted the mission to anyone but a valued and courageous friend such as Pulling. But, you know, there's not enough hard evidence to dissuade either side. But even the Old North Church itself has, over the years, been involved in controversy. Some years ago, I received an impressive collection of data from a small group of amateur historians who feel strongly that Paul Revere did not hang the lanterns in the Old North Church at all. They maintain the lanterns were hung in what history today refers to as Second Church, but which was known in 1775 as, quote, "Old North," unquote. Second Church was situated across the street from the Paul Revere House in North Square. Its steeple also had a clear view of the harbor, and it was the only Boston church demolished by the British after the lantern episode. Second Church advocates point adamantly to a letter Revere wrote 23 years later, recalling that, quote, "if the British went by water, we would show two lanterns in the North Church steeple," unquote. They say that if Revere had meant the present-day Old North Church, he would have said then in that letter, Christ Church, as it was known at that time. Longfellow avoided that particular hornet's nest. Well, he just omitted the street address of the Old North Church. You know, Connecticut Yankees also have a special problem with Longfellow. They wish he'd seen fit to mention one Israel Bissell of East Windsor, Connecticut, who left Watertown, Massachusetts on the afternoon of April 19, 1775, the same afternoon Paul Revere took off, and Bissell was also calling men to arms in town after town all through the state of Connecticut and down as far as Philadelphia. It is said he rode 345 miles in 5 days, and that at one stop along the way he didn't even have to rein in his exhausted horse. It simply dropped dead. Now that's certainly the stuff of poetry. But because a poem was never written about it, say Connecticut Bissell fans, the heroic ride of their man has virtually been forgotten. However, you know, I can sympathize with Longfellow on this one. I mean, can you think of anything that rhymes with Bissell? Ooh, whistle? Thistle? Oh, missile.